What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to Afghanistan, former Afghan President Hamid Karzai, remember the former UNICAL executive, has called on Biden to reverse his decision to give $3.5 billion of Afghans' money to relatives of victims of the September 11th attacks, which Afghanistan had absolutely nothing to do with. Karzai said the move was unjust and unfair and is an atrocity against the Afghan people since they had nothing to do with 9/11. So Karzai's actually right on that one. I agree with him here. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. More of a question. The SWIFT system, I remember a few years ago they wanted sanctions against Iran, and then they set up the SWIFT system. So I think Germany and Russia and other countries could bypass our sanctions. So, I mean, how could we kick Russia out of that? I thought it was designed to bypass the U.S. dollar or our
SWIFT system does not bypass the U.S. dollar. In fact, dollars are the majority currency that travels through SWIFT. But it's basically a global interbank payment system, and I'm not sure how the United States presumes to decide who is and is not part of the SWIFT system, because it is an international system. But again, we have the U.S. government acting like they really are rulers of the entire world. And there are efforts to set up parallel interbank communication systems. There's the BRICS was being set up. That's probably up and running by now. Asian Cooperative Association, I think that's not quite the correct name, but there are already a couple of parallel systems up and running. And Russia has already expressed their view that getting cut off from the SWIFT payment system is probably not going to be that big a deal because they are doing business directly with other countries, especially China. And so it may cause more harm than good. Where I really have a problem with that Menendez bill is this idea that the U.S. is going to sanction companies in foreign countries doing business with Russia. And I think that kind of economic arrogance is starting to wear on the rest of the planet.
Yeah, I know. I know they were, a lot of our allies were kind of getting tired of that.
Yes.
I think it was, usually it's around Iran or something, but maybe it was the BRICS. But yeah, I thought there was already alternative systems to where it wouldn't be a big deal,
Yes.
But yeah, I guess if they cut off other, like you're saying, our allies' corporations and kind of do that could turn into problems. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that was my question.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Doug in Pakistan. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Still here in Pakistan. I've been treated well. Have good things to report about. Anyone if I want to come over here, you're talking $500 a month is enough to live on. And I'd keep getting 3 month extensions for $20. But that's not what you called.
Okay.
First I just want to say back in 2003, I got a gig teaching freshmen at the National University in the center of Taiwan where they couldn't get people after the earthquake. And I had a gig a couple days a week, and I had this huge screen with the internet. Could put it up, and I just put up what really happened in the morning, start them off and wake them up fast.
Boy, I would have loved a photo from that classroom.
Wish it was available. Okay. Talk in Ukraine, I'm wondering if there's a possible scenario where it's not too bad of an outcome if you're comparing to what else it could be, that maybe Russia doesn't really have much interest in most of Ukraine, but they'd like to secure that section of Donbass, which is already behind the contact line. And I'm just thinking the false flag starts up on Joe's Wednesday, and then you know, somebody pitches a bomb to the west from inside the Donbass, like a false flag, you know, some skunk, and they respond, and then Russia just comes in and pummels the contact line and takes over everything to the east, and that's it.
Well, Putin's under a lot of pressure from other people in his government to contain NATO's encroachment. I don't think Putin wants to go into Ukraine. Biden's trying to basically force him or goad him or trick him into it. And I think what's really going to happen is Ukraine is going to go into Lugansk and Donetsk to recapture them. And that's going to be a big problem in the eyes of Russia. But if Ukraine tries to go into Crimea, that is probably a red line that Putin will not ignore.
Ukraine can't fight Russia, really. It's just a question of how long they can hold out.
This thing, you know, the Ukrainian people don't want to fight the Russian people and vice versa. You know, if this goes to a war, you know, they're going to bring back the draft. And, you know, I think the reason they're bringing all these illegal immigrants into this country, they already know they can't turn them into soldiers. So what they're going to do is take the American citizens, young American citizens, put them in the military and let the illegal immigrants take over their jobs to keep the economy going.
Yeah, well, the function for the immigrants is still quite a topic. Can I just say, this is my first call since the passing of John Stadtmiller. After reviewing the YouTube of Foxborough Stadium, July 4th, 1987, I feel it's okay to say I think John Stadtmiller was the Jerry Garcia of talk radio.
Okay.
And I mean it as a compliment, of course.
Yes.
With a little humor there, but... thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you. And, you know, good luck in your new home here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, here's a question that we should be asking more and more often. Why are American troops still in Iraq? You know, they're inside that green zone. They are subject to drone strikes. Why are they still there? The presence of the U.S. troops are not going to stop terrorist attacks from happening, and they can't contain Iran, which just cemented its hold on some Iraqi military institutions since 2003. American soldiers are likely to be killed for no good reason, because just as in Afghanistan, they have been given the impossible task of acting as an ephemeral thumb on the scale of the foreign country's politics. And it's time for Americans to ask, is this worth it? Is all the money and the young people being killed and crippled, is it really worth it? And I think probably most Americans are going to say, no, we shouldn't be in Iraq. We shouldn't be in any of these places. Let's bring our military home and start repairing our country. You want to talk about nation building? Let's nation build here. Okay, we have another caller, Sebastian in Sweden. Hello, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I think you brought up, Sebastian, I was just going to tell you about the, I read this a few minutes ago, that yesterday there were lots of, there were 20 planes taken off from Kiev with oligarchs going to, among other places, back to Israel, and some going to Austria, and some to Cyprus, and some of the most richest people in the Kiev have left the country because they're. But I'm not sure if they know something that we don't know. I mean, maybe they have contacts with the Rothschilds, or you never know. You know, and the thing with the, you mentioned today with the the DOMA tomorrow is going to pass, trying to put a bill in about this, you know, Donbass region and everything. So I'm not sure. First, I thought it was just a, you know, just a BS from the West. But now I'm not sure now after some all these oligarchs left. And they have, some of them have triple citizenship. And apparently, if you got enough money, you can buy citizenship from Cyprus.
Yeah, so most of them have, that's actually true of a lot of countries. You know, if you've got enough money, they'll make you a citizen.
Yeah, well, it, you know, it's, I just wanted to bring that up. And I followed the source, and it seems like a, you know, reputable source from, but who knows what comes out of Ukraine. Supposedly it's in the, equal to the Russian Pravda newspaper from Kiev that, that said this. And they had a, you know, a, what do you call it, a radar track of all the planes that were flying out yesterday. And they showed that little, you know,
Yeah, I saw another story on that same topic.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, you know, that's, that could be sort of a, you know, clue of what, going to, I hope nothing happens myself, because, you know, people in Europe don't want it. You know, we don't want
no, they don't.
War.
Nobody really wants it except the military-industrial complex and the U.S. government war hawks. And they're out there saying, you know, we want our war. We need our war. We've worked for it. We deserve it. And nobody's going to deny us.
Yeah, right. Okay, Mike, you take care of yourself.
All right, sir. Will, same to you. The we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Now, getting on over to Israel and Palestine, a group of Jewish settlers uprooted scores of Palestinian-owned olive saplings and assaulted Palestinian farmers outside the town of Surif in the occupied West Bank province of Hebron. And the mayor of the town said that a group of Jewish settlers from the illegal settlement of Bat Ayin uprooted about 50 olive saplings near the village that belonged to local Palestinian farmers. So those settlers are still doing what they do here. All righty, we're going to take another phone call. Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I've just been thinking a lot about, you know, this Federal Reserve fraud. I was calling you last week about the, you know, some potential constitutional amendment solutions. But, you know, it just really bothers me that we have a monetary system made out of thin air and then, you know, we're all supposed to be happy to pay a inflated mortgage. And then when you listen to Catherine Austin Fitch, she talks about, you know, this missing trillions of you know, dollars that a lot of it's, I guess, attributed to, you know, the Fetty and Fannie Mae and all that, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. You know, I don't know. I guess it's just, it's interesting to me. How much is America going to take before they use that Second Amendment? How much insulting when the Constitution says no state shall accept anything but gold or silver as a payment in debt. And they know darn well what that means, and they pervert it. And it's just so frustrating that we're in this position, you know, that people have tolerated it. You know, we've got
Most people are only just now coming to understand the fraud that is private central banking. And that's because the educational system has failed the American people, because it was private central banking that was a major reason for the American Revolution. King George III signed his Currency Act, which ordered all the people living in the colonies to stop printing their own money, which they'd been doing, and instead carry out all commerce with banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And the Bank of England, like the Federal Reserve, just printed these things up out of thin air. And if you go back and you read the writings of Benjamin Franklin, and he said it was the failure of the king to allow the colonies to have an honest money system that was a major cause of the revolution.
That's interesting. I guess I'd forgotten that. I always thought that everything was done in, you know, gold and silver, you know, up until, you know, fairly recent history. But I guess, well, I mean, I know those stories about the greenbacks, some of the, you know, printing their money, you know, all that. But yeah, you make a great point. I mean, you know, that's part of the issue. You know, I'm just wondering here with are there convoys actually going to D.C.? Are they planning that, or is that just going to get co-opted?
Well, that's the word here, and I'm just very glad that they didn't get suckered into doing anything at the Super Bowl. That would have been a PR nightmare.
I don't know if the solution is really to go to D.C. I mean, our country's so big, it's kind of hard. I don't know, it's hard to organize. To me, it seems like we need to put our legislatures kind of on notice and in check, so to speak. You know, if the Constitution is, what's your understanding, Mike, of, you know, the gold and silver clause? It says no state shall accept anything but gold or silver as a payment in debt. I do not understand how they can say, oh, if a federal government does it, that somehow legitimizes it. That's a perversion.
Perversion, you know, having freed themselves from the Bank of England in the Constitution. Lawful money was gold or silver or an equivalent weight in for copper for the lower denomination coins. And the paper notes were claim checks. The paper notes were not the money. They were for convenience,
right.
So you weren't carrying around bags of silver and gold.
But you could actually
go
get the money.
If you had a silver or gold certificate, it said right on the front, this can be taken to a bank in exchange for lawful money, meaning the silver and the gold. With the arrival of the Federal Reserve note, that got taken off the currency, and you were supposed to believe that that paper note was the money. And it isn't under the Constitution of the United States.
So for all these years, how are all the state legislatures on the take, or are they all just this ignorant that nobody wants to rock the boat? Because it just seems to me that there's been other times of inflation that, you know, things have gone crazy, I guess, in the 70s when interest rates were, 17%, 18%, you know, or 16% or whatever it was. I hear these stories in the 70s. So I'm surprised that, you know, this supposed representative government we have, especially when you've got state legislators, they should be doing more to, you know, Ninth and Tenth Amendment type things, you know, or at least, you know, having a rally cry.
Well, that would be nice, but unfortunately the vast majority of state legislators view their positions in the state legislature as an audition for the move to federal office. And so, as you say, they're not going to rock the boat.
It's really that bad, you think? It's just
They
just don't have no respect, that they'll just do whatever to. That's amazing if that's the case. So my thought is, you know, people called in after me last week about these constitutional amendments, all scared, but you got to remember everything's got to be ratified by 3/4 of the states to have a constitutional amendment to keep, if you want to keep it legal. I'm to the point where why even. We might as well just have a coup against the Constitution like the oligarchs of the day did. They just drafted a new Constitution when none of the other, you know, states really did not want to give up their Articles of Confederation. And so I don't know. It's to me, if there's going to be protests, it probably should be happening at every state capital, you know, because they're ultimately...
It may well transpire. I mean, what Canada has started is spreading all across the world. And clearly, these governments and elites are very, very afraid of what's going on. Zbigniew Brzezinski used to talk about a grand global awakening of the general population.
Really?
Of course, from his point of view, that was a bad thing to be avoided. But it does seem to be happening right now. And I know we have the Second Amendment. I am still adamantly opposed to any kind of violence. You know, but violence may be done to us by the government at some point, and we'll have to make some decisions there. But I still think Gandhi's approach of peaceful non-cooperation, non-violent non-cooperation is going to work. And, you know, look at what the Canadian truckers did just with trucks. They didn't have AK-47s. They didn't have, you know, AR-15s. They didn't have cannon or anything like that. They just took their trucks and, you know, made themselves known. And it worked. I mean, look at all the provinces and states that are all of a sudden pulling back on these vaccine mandates.
Yeah, but it's only working because the police were a little bit sympathetic, maybe, is the word. I don't think our police are quite as sympathetic in this country. They're a little more brainwashed. I mean, you still have local people. You know, I think that would be a problem, but...
I would beg to disagree. I think, you know, we've had reports of the police defecting, as it were, to the other side up in Canada. I think we would probably see the same thing down here in the U.S. because even the police, they're very disenchanted with the government. The government has been bashing them and attacking them and defunding them and acting like the police are a big part of the problems in the United States. And I think the rank-and-file police officers have really had enough of that. Okay? Okay,
all right,
Cody.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, we got Okay. Not hearing anything. Okay. All right.
I'm a traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and one of our listeners just sent me an article, and I've just now posted it to whatreallyhappened.com, and it's basically saying that the swine flu that I was talking about before from 1976, there is evidence it was man-made and intentional. And we have talked before about how there have been times in history going back to the 1500s when medical workers, practitioners would deliberately try and create disease in order to profit from it. And so, that's the business model. Make people sick and then sell them the cure. So you may want to look at that article. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. You mentioned about the a possible draft and how the illegal aliens would be used to take up the jobs and the Americans would be drafted. I mean, I don't understand how you could see that happening. I just don't think there's any way the American people would go for a draft. I mean, the problem they have right now with those truckers, if they had the draft, it would be 10 times worse.
I agree, but I think you know, they when they first started just letting the illegal immigrants into this country willy-nilly, they actually went to some of these illegal immigrants and said, if you will serve in the military, you will get a green card. And they formed some experimental units of these illegal immigrants who basically fell far short of being effective in combat because they don't have any emotional connection to the United States. And so I think when war breaks out and they bring back the draft, they're going to be drafting young people, young Americans who do love their country, which can be exploited. And they're going to use the illegal immigrants to basically fill in those job vacancies. I mean, they're already screaming about a labor shortage, which is not accurate. What there is a shortage of decent wages and salaries that's causing the problem.
Yeah, Mike, I honestly believe you're wrong, though. I think that if they do institute a draft, people will just give them the bird. They'll say, hell no. And I got to tell you, I'm rooting for the Russians if there is a war.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I don't want to see a war with Russia, but if one comes, you know, I want the U.S. to win for purely selfish personal reasons. You know, I don't want the next generation growing up having to pay war reparations.
Yeah, well, one other thing I got for you real quick. There's a really good article, and I'll send it to you, on Revolver News, written by Mike Whitney, and he talks about the real reason behind this possible war with Ukraine. It actually has nothing at all to do with Ukraine. It has to do with Germany and Russia becoming closer. And
I've seen that article, and I posted it to What Really Happened.
Oh, okay. So that was a good article, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, I'll let somebody else talk. Thank you very much, and have a good one.
Same to you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to talk to the RBN audience. I've got two websites I need everyone to write down. The first one is constitutionallawgroup.us. constitutionallawgroup.us. The other one is bondsforthewin.com, and go to those websites. It's how to take the indemnity bonds from politicians and also government entities. And they have all, the instructions are all on those websites. So need to follow those. That's a nonviolent way to get what we want. So everybody's looking for solutions.
I'm all for nonviolence.
Okay. Yeah, look up those websites. And if you can, put them on your website.
Okay, would you email me those URLs and I'll take a look at them right after the radio show?
I can't, Mike. I'm blind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yes, you've mentioned that before. So let me see. U.S. Constitutional Law.
Just Constitution Law Group. .us.
Okay. Okay, I did. Okay. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can fix this. Okay, I got. No, it's basically taking me to a. This domain has been registered. Or it says the domain has expired.
Huh?
Sorry about that.
They're screwing with them. Try bondsforthewin.com.
Okay, and okay. We're going to have to take another break here. Yeah, I got the bonds for the win, and I will post it to What Really Happened. Meanwhile, we got to take a break for commercials, and thank you very much for the phone call.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the international news, Secretary of State Blinken and the foreign ministers of South Korea and Japan over this last weekend were meeting in Hawaii to create a unified front against North Korea's recent missile test, which North Korea has been conducting at a very rapid pace here. And Blinken basically came on out saying, you know, that North Korea is in a phase of provocation. Well, would you say the same thing about all these other countries that are testing and developing new weapons, like hypersonic weapons from Russia, China, and the U.S.? Is that a provocation? So, again, a little bit of a double standard out there. All right, let's get into the economy. There really isn't that much going on. Let's see. Earlier today, the Federal Reserve had a meeting behind closed doors. They're looking at the 10-year and 2-year Treasury curves, which have been crashing lately. Crude oil is up 96% under Joe Biden. Now, Biden himself was being interviewed by NBC host Lester Holt and described him as a wise guy during a TV interview. Now, Holt asked him to define temporary because that's when the inflation really started. Biden came on out and said it's transitory, it's temporary, and, you know, inflation is showing no signs of slowing. It's hit a 40-year high, and Biden keeps insisting the spiraling prices are temporary and will start coming down as pandemic supply chain pressures reduce. So, let's see. When Biden came into office, inflation was under 2%. Now it's at 7%. So good job performance there. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Robert Raybould had a very interesting segment in his first hour yesterday. And it concerned this article or this paper by Tex Mars, The Serpent People Return to the Ukraine. And okay. It basically states, and I've heard other academics touch this issue, it's kind of not discussed, though, in public and polite company, that the Israelis are actually from Khazaria, which Ukraine is kind of like smack dab in the middle of ancient Khazaria.
That's where the Ashkenazi are from, yes.
That's right. And this is a short segment from the Tex Mars paper. The rabbis teach that in the 8th century, the entire nation of Khazaria converted to the Talmud and to Kabbalistic Judaism.
Yes.
Adopting the sword, what occultly reveals the text symbol of the six-pointed star, the pagan Khazars, known for centuries as the serpent people, battled against both Christians and Islamists. Okay. So that kind of explains the current political situation and why there's so many Jews. I think the founder of Orthodox Judaism actually is Ukrainian.
Okay.
So you got that. Now, you remember that movie from the 80s, Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Revisit that. Just what I told you, take a look at that movie again. The snake cult and the sex orgy.
Well, there have been snake cults throughout history. I mean, you know, there have been alligator cults and crocodile cults, and, you know, it's hardly unique to any one group or period of history.
Yeah.
You know, we had the snake handlers here in the United States. It's a Christian sect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, snake handlers, and you have people that talk to snakes and all sorts of stuff. Hey, what do we do about the flat earth people, the flat earth cult? I mean, there's no talking
sense
to them. We laugh at them. They're spreading, though. I mean,
no, they're not. That's just an illusion that's being put out to try and make the internet look kooky, to try and lure people back to ABC, NBC, CBS, and so forth. You know, it's called kookification, poisoning the well is the propaganda term.
People have circumvented the earth on sailing boats, on ships, on airplanes. The globe perfectly explains the season.
Yep.
The rotations of hurricanes, etc.
Well, the most obvious proof are the lunar eclipses, because no matter where in the sky the moon is, the shadow of the earth is always round. And the only shape that is round from every direction is a sphere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, all those Apollo rockets they shot up in space, in fact, all the space missions, were they just all hoaxes? They were just shooting them up in the air just to hide them somewhere in the ocean? I mean, because millions of people watched the Apollo launches, you know.
Yeah, they did. And like I said, this whole flat Earth thing is just the latest attempt to make people on the Internet look like goofballs. You know, we just ignore it. You know, it's like the Apollo landings never happened, people, and, you know, all the rest of that. So we ignore them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to go to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just sent you that information Laura was talking about.
Thank you very much. And I put the website, I've linked both those websites to whatreallyhappened.com. So people who want to follow up on what Laura was saying can find them at whatreallyhappened.com.
Wow, you're quick.
Yes, I am.
Dave,
I have a keyboard, and I'm not afraid to use it.
That's good. Dave Kopasz had him on Saturday night, a guy from this. Now, apparently he's working with David Martin, the big guy, patent guy. I don't know. You know, I didn't even know if this is going to work or, you know, if we can verify this is sensible or not. But that's all something we need to look into. I mean, don't just jump into anything that's suggested. but I suspect it's a very dangerous weapon to have, grabbing bonds from people who are not following their oaths of office. But the other problem is a lot of them don't have an oath of office or don't have bonds. So I don't know how prevalent that is, but that's a severe violation. Now, regarding COVID and the vaccination, what I was trying to point out last time was simply this, that we need to have ourselves, we need to have the full information to talk to people who are just pure vaccine believers. And there's two sides of the coin, at least. The vaccination alone provides a 16-fold reduction in hospitalizations and a 7-fold reduction in first-time infection.
That depends on who you're talking to. You know, what we're finding out is that a lot of the initial claims about the efficacy of the vaccines were being exaggerated. And that's been the big problem all along, is we don't really have trustworthy, reliable data to go from other than the vaccine adverse event reporting system, and even it does not capture all the adverse events.
Well, this was from an article from the CDC on cases of hospitalizations, et cetera. And if we're going to say that, if we're going to use their other data that says prior diagnosis alone, in other words, prior infection, provides a 38-fold reduction in hospitalizations and a 21-fold reduction in first-time infection with COVID-19. We ought to at least come up to the plate and say, well, their data also says that the vaccination is positive, very positive.
Yeah, but there's something you need to understand about the CDC. They are a vaccine company. They own the patents on dozens of vaccines, and they have a vested interest in convincing everybody to get those shots because they make money. We reported last week on how the Canadian government gets a kickback for every shot jabbed into a Canadian arm there. And it's all being driven by money, and I don't trust the CDC any more than I trust the White House.
Yeah, but we can't just be selective and without basis, without proof, say that what they're saying is incorrect. We may doubt it, and we may have reason to doubt it. I understand that.
But, yeah, we've got ample reason to doubt it.
We need to be clean in our presentation, and sometimes you just accept one thing as being possibly true so you can tell them the rest of the story, like the prior diagnosis. Why are all these people getting dangerous vaccines, even though people haven't seen the danger of it, many of them, right? Why are they getting vaccines when they didn't get tested to see if they had prior infection? As John Ioannidis said in 2020, that based on seroprevalence, 50% of the people had already been exposed to COVID, apparently, in California,
yes.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. That's all I had to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm what you said, that the snake has been a very ancient symbol for a long time. It certainly goes back at least to the Greeks. And look at the medical logo, which is usually two snakes wrapped around a stick that like a shepherd would hold.
I think they call it a caduceus.
I can't remember exactly what they call it, but it was supposed to be a gift to Hermes from, if I remember my mythology correctly, from Zeus, or Zeus, the major Greek god.
Yes.
And they considered the snakes actually a form of healing. Now, whether they use the venom of the snakes in healing, it's hard to say. But there are certainly many cultures. If you, the staff is always that of a leader, someone, and then if you have the snake wrapped around it, again, as you said, it goes back to ancient times.
Yes.
Just because the snake was used in the story of the Garden of Eden as a symbol of Satan, that is not necessarily universal.
And, no, it is not.
Certainly, it's hard. And it's hard to trace its origins. So anyway, just wanted to put that in, that you're right. That, and by the way, he is the Bruce, when he called and said that Khazaria is where is generally in the area of today's Crimea, he's correct. And in fact, the president, Zelensky, of Crimea is Jewish. But yet he's not a very warlike person. He seems to be very cautious in that he's challenging the U.S. to provide evidence for its claim that Russia wants to invade the Ukraine.
Yes. It
seems to me a very sensible position.
I agree.
And by the way, not all the Jews in Khazaria were necessarily converts or forced into it as slaves. We have to remember that many of the people who were banished to Babylonia during the Assyrian destruction of the province of Judah, or the kingdom of Judah, many of them did not return. They
yes.
remained in Babylon because it was such a luxurious, rich life, and many of them became very, very wealthy in Babylon. Some were so devout, religious, and attached to the land that they did go back to Judea. Amongst them were the names of apparently what turns out to be one of my ancestors. But anyway, many of them, when there was a great deal of persecution of the Jews in modern-day Iraq, the territory of modern-day Iraq, the persecution preceded it, but also in Persia, they migrated north. So they might have made up the some of the original core of the Kingdom of Khazar, and then others would have been converted. And apparently, Khazaria also included some Muslims and Christians. So it's not exclusively, a Jewish ancient enclave, although it certainly was the official religion of the rulers of, or certainly.
Yeah, and they did that. Judaism was declared the official religion of Khazaria. Because they had the Christians to the north and the Muslims to the south, and they wanted to trade between them. And so they adopted this third religion, which was tolerated by the others, and they conducted trade in both directions. And they did very well until Khazaria fell, and I think about 800 AD is when that happened.
That's correct. But also, I think one of the reasons that the Christians were glad to have Khazaria there was that it prevented the Muslim encroachment into Europe.
Yes.
When the Islamic armies actually captured most of the Arabian Peninsula and converted the non-Arab tribes to accept Islam and Arabism as their identity, that was in the 600s. And it was
okay.
In response to that, they were in Bethlehem around 639. So in response to that, then the Pope Urban, I can't remember what number, but he's the one who then declared that the Christians of Europe had a duty to retake the Holy Land.
Yeah.
And that would have been
and the all
the first
bloodshed
crusade,
that followed from that.
I believe it was around 1100. So it was, the Crusades were in response to Islamist migration and domination and occupation, where they then persecuted both the Christians and the Jews. So it's there's so many complexities to
yes.
ancient history, and we don't know anymore what's accurate unless we were actually there or we have heard from a reliable eyewitness. We only have individual reports, and we don't really know their biases. However, archaeology is suspect. It depends on who
yeah.
digs up the artifacts and how they interpret it.
Well, remember
that
the Odette Golan scandal over in Israel, where this antiquities dealer was exposed for forging some of the antiquities that he's discovered, like the pomegranate staff head ornament and the Jehoash tablet, which supposedly proved the existence of the Second Temple, and the bone box, the ossuary, the Joseph's
yes.
ossuary.
Yes.
They all turned out to be fake.
You know who was the biggest thief of artifacts that were dug up illegally? Was Moshe Dayan. My parents were friends with his first wife, Ruth Dayan, and she was the one who told me about it. And then I found proof of it online, and it was actually that finally Uri Avneri, who was a Zionist but became a very pro-Palestinian liberation activist, He actually took it to the Senate and or the Knesset and demanded that they hold Moshe Dayan accountable. So there's a lot of illegal activity. And then, of course, along with the illegal activity is the questionable interpretation that is placed upon them.
Yes.
For example, there was one image of a woman holding her breasts up towards the heavens. Now, that was not, and I think when the Israelis dug it up, they said it was part of Israel's past, and this might have been one of the women that was worshipped along with Baal or Baal and Jehovah or Yahweh is what they called them, actually.
Okay, Layla, we got to take a break. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these. Okay.
All right.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're talking with Layla in Canada about snake cults and various things from history. And Layla, please pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was talking about one of the figurines or artifacts that was dug up recently in Israel, and they thought it might have been a female goddess, and she might have been, but it was actually more a matter of family or village having a protector or as a goddess. And the one with the woman holding up her breast to the heavens is actually a kind of to ward off evil.
Okay.
It was some, yeah, so it was not, some even said that it was the wife of God, of the one of the gods. No, it was just a matter, not even fertility, it was just a matter of warding off evil. And in fact, all of the Eastern Mediterranean region, you know how at the end of a Jewish wedding they break a cup? And
yes.
They don't really know why. They speculate it is to memorialize the destruction of the Second Temple, but they're not sure. Well, it's kind of odd that you would end a happy event with a tragic event, like smashing a cup in memory of the destruction of the Temple in Jerusalem. In the entire Eastern Mediterranean in ancient times, when a ceramic item or a glass item was broken, they would say, what my grandmother used to say to me when I dropped a dish was, in chasar is shar. Now, in Semitic, shar is evil. In Aramaic, in chasar means it has broken.
Okay.
So it was a way of warding off evil. And
okay.
In modern times, when the Greeks in restaurants used to throw their tableware and break it and yell, oppa, it was a form again of celebrating joy and warding off evil. I think.
Yeah, they
I would
have
interpret
the same
it that
custom
way.
In Russia. They'll drink a toast and then throw the glass into the fireplace.
Ah, and probably again the same thing. People,
yep.
It's like throwing salt over the shoulder
yep.
to ward off the devil. Ancient people were very
and
superstitious.
And a blind person sitting behind you.
Exactly. And we modern people are still quite superstitious. Anyway, thank you for your time, Mike. Bye for
well,
now.
Thank you very much here, and we're getting close to the end of the show here, so let's pick up a little bit more news here. Getting back to the economy here, the Biden administration is putting out new details of a plan to establish 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations, and they basically want them along the interstates at 50-mile intervals. And because, you know, I actually think electric cars are a good idea. I wish we had been able to afford one when we got the Hyundai. The Hyundai's great, though. But do we have the electrical generation capacity to do this? And I think the answer is no. We need to start thinking about greater electrical generation capacity, whether it's oil or gas, or maybe they get hot fusion to come online a little bit sooner. And finally, up in Canada, the Chinese state-owned corporation Zijin Mining has acquired the Canadian mining company Neo Lithium. And so Canada just sort of gave away a very lucrative mineral to China. All right, we're at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please go out on social media and post republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. I'd tell you to donate, but until the Gibson Go is back up and running, well, you can go to RBN and donate there. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.